This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 7 past the hour, time for our weekly overview of what's going on in the world of news talk radio. This is the Talk Radio Review with television and movie stars. Oh, wait a minute, they couldn't make it today. So we have... Well, they've all been, they're either harassing somebody or being harassed.
Right. So they're all under arrest.
Yeah, they're all under arrest. And so we have somebody who's already been under arrest and has gotten free, Joe Crummy, who because of his evil status in the world of the law, I shot the, remember, what was that old song?
I fought the law.
Yeah, I shot the sheriff.
I fought the law. Right.
Well, yeah, you did both those things. And they're all explained at evilthoughts.com or evilthoughts.com. YouTube or YTube or XCube or wherever
Evil
it is.
Thoughts iTunes. Apple. iTunes. Whatever.
Okay. So Joe Crummy is person number one. Victoria Keelan is person number two. Not necessarily in order. If I were to put the people that I think are important in order, I would start with Victoria because she's a very important member of the DJV show, the gang that every morning talks about things that, as Tom Likas used to say, remember... But he used to say, Joe, the
what you really care about.
Yes, right. Yeah. So Victoria's here. Rich McFadden has joined us.
Bringing up the rear.
Yes, and that's a good... He's got a nice one. That's not sexual harassment.
Whoa, okay, you're on your arrest.
Call my lawyer. Hold on a second.
Okay, good for you.
What are you, Al Franken?
Call my lawyer. All right. So we've got the top stories of the week, according to the research done at Talkers Magazine, to talk about the people on the list. And I get criticized because often I get started and we stop at certain places and we don't get to give the list, although we do actually record the list to be positioned here. But I'll go through the top 10 stories anyway. You see what you think. Sports talk, the action in the National Football League and the National Basketball Association. Okay, so that's worthy of some consideration, but it doesn't seem like it's very important this week because of other things that we will get to. Number 9, the continuing debate about where and how to have sanctuary cities. Legal? Illegal? Yes? No? Maybe? Number 8, the economy with a focus on Bitcoin. Yes, and the stock market as well. Mr. Tillerson is number 7. The fact that he's going to be scooted off to Baltimore or some other place by the end of the month, it would seem. You see pictures of the two of them together, Trump and Tillerson, the looks on their faces when they're sitting next to each other. Oy. All right, let's see. Who else have we got in here? Oh, this is a surprise. You never would have thought the Trump-Russia investigation would still be in the top 10, right? It's number 6. North Korea and how do we bop off Mr. Kim Jong-un is number 5. The Trump tweets, there are always bunches of Trump tweets, and this week is no exception there. Let's see here, the GOP tax plan, sexual misconduct allegations in general, number 2, and Matt Lauer, number 1. Okay, let's talk about the hiccup in the Republican tax plan, because wasn't it the thinking earlier in the week that there, with all of this rewriting being done, this was going to get through, but some people say voters don't like the bill. Is it that they don't like the bill or they don't know the bill? Anything that I've seen, and I'm trying to look at objectively all the information, not just from one side or the other, the people on the left say it's horrible for the middle class. The people on the right say, oh, it doesn't give enough to people who enough incentive for people who invest in this, that, or the other thing. I usually look at something like this. It's like a divorce or a lawsuit. If both sides are not happy, it's probably a pretty good bill. So are there things today?
The mortgage interest deduction would be the big thing for those of us who live in major cities.
Yeah,
right. Yeah, why are they doing the city thing? Well, that's one of the things. Why does it make a difference?
It just affects those people more because their houses are worth more, so they have bigger loans. So
right. If you live in a high tax state, if you live in a high tax state, New Jersey, maybe where you are, Rich, around in and around D.C. or certainly Los Angeles, California, you're paying these high taxes. You get to deduct a lot of that. That's going to take away, and what you're going to get back is a standard deduction, whatever that will not offset what you're going to end up paying, and that's what people are mad about.
I'm betting that's going to change because they won't. It's with the election next year.
The thing is, though, it's New York, New Jersey, and California. Three blue states are going to be the highest affected, so I don't really think they care that much.
Right, exactly.
No, that's not.
The thing that's confusing to me, though, is the Joint Committee on Taxation, which is the congressional scorekeeper on tax bills, they came out and said that it will spur some economic growth. But it won't be nearly enough to actually offset how much the deficit is going to be added to. And I'm very surprised that Republicans, who are always talking about the deficit, I'm very surprised that they're pushing this through when all the numbers I've seen, it's up to $1 trillion it'll add to the deficit.
Uh-huh. Right. Yeah,
yeah, but I don't get that part because by eliminating, this is my understanding that I get the crazy, but by eliminating those interest deductions that we were just talking about, that should raise, I think, $750 billion right there. And that's a lot of money.
One of the things they never take into consideration, though, when they give out these numbers, is that the revenue that it will create because of the corporate tax cut, for example. How much revenue will that create? And they don't put all they put is the loss of income that we have today based on the numbers that we collect today.
Yeah,
they don't. They don't project future revenues. Mm-hmm. And
isn't that
so? It's a little bit of a twisted number.
Yeah. Right, isn't that sort of a big component of all of this, that supposedly this is
the bottom line here is that the Republicans cannot afford to lose anything, so it's going to get done.
I think the bottom line is they have to do something sooner or later, and this is going to be it. That's what it is.
They have to get it done, as it were.
They got to get something done. They got to get something done legislatively before the end of the calendar year, or they're going to look stupid.
Even if
I
it
think
stinks.
That's what's going on.
If it's
right. Yeah, right. Well, if it's going to be imperfect, but what
they can do like Nancy Pelosi said, let's pass the bill and then we'll fix it afterwards. Isn't that what she said?
Hey, you were the one that just said, hey, you know, if everybody's unhappy, it's got to be good. So come on, own it.
Well, I guess I remember back to the days when I had a mortgage and that deduction was pretty important, for the economy, more than anything else. Everything in the economy, and all the projections are great for the economy, everything is around house starts. That's where it starts and stops. More houses being built, that fuels the economy like you wouldn't believe. If people can't borrow money and deduct the cost of the mortgage on their, there'll be people who won't buy houses. They'll rent.
I'm that person. Yeah. My husband and I, we just got married almost 6 months ago. We just had this conversation about the tax bill. We're in the tax bracket where this type of a tax bill and not being able to write off that mortgage interest that keeps us as renters and not buyers.
See, that's
literally we are so in the heat of this bill in this specific
issue.
This
is where these old fossils in the political circles are. Really
they already
stupid.
Have their five houses, but this is going to prevent me from having my first house.
Yeah,
that's how important this is.
And that's
I think older people who are well established
won't pass it unless they give them some kind of a big chunk, and this is the only thing that they could grab.
Well, I don't know. If it doesn't change, then this keeps me
in the
rental market.
They want to eliminate mortgage deduction. The Democrats do.
No, they just
want the
money to keep rolling in, and this is the only way they could keep doing it and cut taxes elsewhere.
No, you're not going to get any Democrats voting for this tax bill, except John McCain. I'm sorry.
Yeah. All right, 15 past the hour. Check out the Talk Radio Countdown Show weekly podcast at, curiously enough, talkradiocountdownshow.com. Weekly podcast of some of these discussions, the overview from our point of view, and then Michael Harrison, who runs Talkers Magazine, his points of view as well, all summarized, put together, and well-edited in the Talk Radio Countdown Show podcast at talkradiocountdownshow.com. Here's something, speaking as we are often in this season, about what to get for yourself. How about getting something for yourself? You get things for your family, your loved ones, your friends, but are you getting something for yourself? If you haven't, Richie, this is right up your alley.
Oh, tell me.
Vivint Smart Home System. you love this kind of technology.
Well, I'm curious.
You know you do.
Yeah.
So, when, for example, the most practical way of applying it at this time of year, all those packages that are being left off, when the fellow from UPS or FedEx or wherever pushes the button on the doorbell, it will give, there's a camera with this system. So you are at work, your smartphone is activated, you look and you see the UPS guy's there, you unlock the door from work, he sticks the package inside the house, and you can see him closing the door as you're witnessing on the camera at the door.
That's awesome.
What's going on.
I'm in.
And it's fabulous.
Set me up.
What you got? So there are all kinds of other enhancements, but that's a great practical example of how these Vivint systems work. And you shouldn't be the first. Well, yeah, maybe you should be. Yeah, you'd be the first one on your block, Richie, to get one of these.
Happy
and then you
to.
Tell everybody about them. It's comfort, it's convenience, it's safety, it's security, all of these things rolled into one. Call 855-718-6167. That's 855-718-6167. You can check it out online, too. If you go to djvshow.com, you see the banner ad for Vivint Smart Home. Look at that. Click through and see all the details, what it does for you. And then you can, the number, you're reminded of the number there as well. 855-718-6167.
The Top Radio Countdown.
Did you know nearly 29 million Americans have diabetes? Hi, I'm Senator Linda Stewart from Orlando, and this November is National Diabetes Awareness Month. If you have type 2 diabetes, you're at risk for complications, including an increased risk for heart disease. Please talk to your doctor about screening for diabetes and heart disease. Learn more by visiting womeningovernment.org.
I hate water softeners. I really hate softeners. I hate the thought of lugging salt and that it ruins septic systems. But I hate hard water that causes lime scale, which costs thousands in appliance damage and wasted energy.
Stop hating and start loving again with the HydroCare Smart Descaler from Wave Home Solutions. Prevent and eliminate lime scale the smart way. No maintenance, no salt, no plumbing required, and better than magnetic wraps. 1 year performance guaranteed. Go to IHateMySoftener.com. IHateMySoftener.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
All right, so here we have Rex Tillerson apparently on the way out. Let's see, that's, what is that, number 7 this week. And his replacement, the fellow runs the CIA, Mike Pompeo, wasn't he a politician? Why do I remember
him? Yes, he was NSA or something like that.
But he ran the CIA.
Right.
And now there's another rep that's going to become the leader of the CIA, apparently. And that's Tom Cotton, the senator. Yeah. So they lose another Republican in the Senate. That could be dicey, isn't it? Isn't that a little dicey? Isn't
right? Then they got to go back to Arkansas. Where's Cotton from? Arkansas, I think. What now? Because they have to look down. excuse me.
Well, the governor appoints somebody for the rest of the term, right? Isn't that how it works?
Right. So they got to figure that out.
Yeah. So, but I would think they got to be doing a lot of counting as all of these pieces fit. But I can't get over when I look at pictures of Tillerson together with Trump, what a mismatch that is.
Yeah, we're going to miss that guy. He's a no-nonsense guy. I like
him. Yeah, he's been very
good. I like him.
I thought he was very good. I didn't expect good
things. He helps me sleep at night.
Nice. 21 after the hour here on the Countdown.
The Top Radio Countdown.
Mm-hmm. anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Holy moly. It's a 23 past the hour Talk Radio Review. As we continue here, we be me. I'm Doug Steffen with Rich McFadden and with Joe Crummy and with Victoria Keelan, all Talk Radio experts with opinions galore. So we sprinkle the discussion with a few facts. And then maybe a few clarifications. We always have to clear up what Joe says, because sometimes it's not easy with those evil thoughts in our way to make our to see clearly. But we can see clearly now. And it appears Mr. Trump is urging Senate Republicans to end the Russia probe, which is number six this week. What else can be said about that that hasn't been said already 100,000,000,000,000 times? Right?
Nothing. It's inappropriate, and there's nothing they can do about
What's inappropriate, Richie?
The fact that he tries to pressure somebody or ask somebody to stop the investigation against him.
Yeah, that's insane.
It's inappropriate, but it's not illegal, so move along. Nothing to see here.
Okay, so I should move along, Richie? Is that what you're talking
about? Well, you're going to see all weekend long the CNNs, the MSNBCs, everybody talking about it, and there's just nothing there.
Well,
I think it's harassment. I think he should sue for harassment. That's what I think.
It's not like they can kick him out of
office
because of it. So,
well, depending on what they find, but yeah, he's just going to pardon everybody anyway. The whole Kushner thing. I mean,
there are a lot of fake social media messages that came from the Russians during the presidential campaign last year, and a lot of it wasn't just aimed at the election. Apparently, there's a lot of racist stuff in it. I never saw any of these. Did any of you ever see?
Yes, you did. You just didn't know you did.
Oh.
Yeah. Really? I probably saw stuff from your page.
Right. From my page?
Maybe. I don't know. I'm not really on Facebook that much, so.
You know, they did more. They did.
I don't know that this really affected younger people the way that it affected an older generation that is sort of the key demo of Facebook.
Booyah.
Wow.
And that's a shot across the bow.
No, it's true. I mean, look, the numbers are the numbers, Rich. I mean, Facebook is it's an older demographic.
Folks got taken by the Ruskies, but I'm too smart for that.
No, I'm just saying that Facebook. I didn't see this. I guarantee I did not see nearly as much stuff that as.
Let me click on Facebook right now. See his birthday. Yeah, see if there's any Russians in there celebrating their birthday.
Twitter was infected. I mean, isn't Twitter's hip? A lot of
not the same way, though, because Twitter's burn rate is so fast, and Facebook people actually spend
a lot
of time
burn rate? Explain.
It means that when you see
the old folks who use Facebook. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, when you see a tweet, it's gone in a nanosecond, and there's a million other tweets already that have repopulated that space. So that's what they call the burn rate. It's just it doesn't have time to affect you the way that a Facebook post does.
Mm. How many people here have used Bitcoin in a transaction or know really what Bitcoin is all about? That's number 8 this week on the story list.
I would love to use Bitcoin, but I can't afford to. It's one Bitcoin is $11,000, right?
Yeah, what do you? I'm so confused by this. I don't know what you do with it.
Well, on the surface, it's a ruse because it's currency based on nothing.
Yeah,
but then look at this. So is our currency. Our currency is based on nothing because it's not backed by gold.
Anymore.
So that's the only reason Bitcoin gets any interest is because what is our currency worth? And people get
currency.
So they go out and buy this Bitcoin stuff.
Well, there's a difference though. The United States currency is backed up by a lot of guys with guns. And Bitcoin isn't. Okay.
And
there's
oil.
A big difference.
Oil.
Okay. Exactly.
Really
they're backed up by the full force and credit of whatever that means of the United freaking States of America.
Yeah.
That does still carry a lot of weight.
It does, but people, conspiracy theorists, think, oh my goodness, it's going down. Get me some Bitcoin.
Well, that's the same with gold, Richie. Look at all the gold advertisers we have on the air.
Yep.
And they're always waiting for the next shoe to drop. By the way, the shoe's dropping now. It's 28 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035.
800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Can't be soon enough that we're back into the fold here on the Talk Radio Review. We have as a broadcast professional, going through the list from Talkers Magazine, the people and the stories. I'm Doug Steffen with Rich McFadden, Victoria Keelan, Joe Crummy. Joe has a web. Well, it's not really a web. It's an insightful podcast called Evil Thoughts, and it's done every day of the week, 7 days of the week, and twice on Sunday, actually. He needs to work a little harder at it on Sunday. So I did go through the story list, and now I think I'll do the people list. At number 10, Jim Nabors. Passing away at the age of 87, Gomer Pyle, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. A lot of people don't remember, he had a variety show that was really very entertaining. He was very, very, I interviewed him.
Amazing,
he was a wonderful
singer.
Guy. Very nice. Oh, he had great voice, great baritone voice.
Well, that was the weird thing about that actor, Jim Nabors, because I remember him as a kid when he was playing Gomer Pyle and had this goofy voice. And then I heard him sing one time in this deep baritone.
Fabulous.
I freaked out. I went,
he had a couple of real big records.
Over the course of his career. Like this, but on TV, it was like, well, hi, how you doing?
Yeah,
like,
that's right.
What?
Yeah.
That was the same.
And by the way, in person, a very sophisticated...
Really?
Yeah, man, very lot of finesse. Yep, yeah, very. I liked him. Number 9, Kate Steinle. What's going on with that whole investigation?
That's a big California story, right?
Yeah.
Somebody help me out with who Kate Steinle is.
She was the woman that was killed up at Pier, I think, 32 up in San Francisco by the illegal immigrant guy. And he was he was acquitted of all charges yesterday. That would be murder, involuntary manslaughter, and assault with a deadly weapon. And the only thing they got him for was illegal possession of a firearm. This is the kind of stuff that got Trump elected.
Yeah, it is. And this is craziness. These people, these illegals that do robberies and murders and drunk
deported
driving.
Deported five times previously.
Oh, my
five
God.
Times.
He's going to be deported again.
Well, yeah. So he can come back again.
Thank you, San Francisco.
But he admitted to the crime and then was acquitted. So what happened during the trial? That's what I think most people are confused by.
If you listen to the defense lawyer,
right.
it was basically an attack on immigrants.
And that's how they work this whole case, is if you convict this guy, you're convicting all immigrants.
Yeah, great. Hey. All right.
Well, they're saying the Department of Justice is going to jump in now. These would be federal charges.
All they can do is
Jeff Sessions in on it.
Yeah.
And see if they can convict him that way. But
And
Trump is going to use this to build the wall.
As well, and I don't like the idea of the wall because I don't really think it does anything. But my God, something has to be done about this stuff. This is just out of control, beyond belief, that people actually think this way. That it can be so obvious what happened, and yet the guy doesn't get convicted, and he's done all of these other things. You know, you could say, well, that's just like O.J. Simpson. You couldn't convict him of one thing, so you get him for something else. Yes. Yep. Exactly. So, number eight, John McCain, and his, he seems to always be the contrarian. Joe, don't like him anymore. Because you
not as much as I used to. Well, the joke yesterday was, and this is a funny joke I saw on Reddit yesterday, was when they were talking about, they were saying, wow, the president's tax plan just got its first Democratic vote. And they were referring to the news that McCain might support it. I thought that was pretty funny.
Don't you have to show an ID and be under 22 to get on Reddit? You're too old for Reddit.
Yeah, you're right. It has a quick burn rate. So.
But why don't people have respect for a politician who doesn't just go down the party line? Why? Well, I don't
because
understand
why. Because we become so alienated, Victoria.
Isn't
we
that what the
so
point
party
is?
Conscious.
Right? Yeah. You're supposed to look at each individual
Instead
issue.
Instead of the country right or wrong,
right.
It's my party right or wrong,
right.
Which is a sickness.
It is a sickness, and I agree with you. And I think that the people bashing John McCain are insane, and they obviously are not the ones who
really
want real change.
Well, there are a lot of good reasons to bash him, but that not because of some of the...
Well, I bash him because I agree in general with what you guys say about politicians, but McCain is a guy who campaigned on we're going to repeal and replace Obamacare. He campaigned on it. He made a big deal about it. He said he was.
There hasn't
man.
Been anything that's worth
on,
saying yes to, though. What have the Republicans
well, yeah,
presented?
But,
nothing.
Well, they have a number of times, and it hasn't.
They're not good
it.
Plans.
That's
some,
well, that's plans that's what he says. It's not a good plan. But there's a guy who
is that he's against everything the Republicans do. It's not like he's like, okay, I like this and I don't like that. It's everything that they bring up.
John McCain is a perfect example of somebody who's been there too long. That's if he's got any knock coming, it's he's been too long in that position. He's very angry. He's very
yeah,
arrogant.
But you know
he's
what?
Very
yeah, I
difficult
think you're right,
to deal with.
John Conyers said to him, "Hold that beer."
Conyers,
you know, seriously. So we'll get to that I'm sure soon enough. But I'm just saying, hold
all
that
right,
beer.
Let's keep going here. Wasn't there a meeting? Number seven is Schumer and Pelosi. Wasn't there supposed to be a meeting between them and Trump that got canceled?
Yeah. Yep. Trump tweeted that at them, and then they canceled the meeting.
What did he do?
They took the bait. They took the bait.
He said, I don't think we'll be able to work anything out before they were meeting.
And then they said, okay.
So why meet?
What's the point then?
And they bring the cameras in, and there's empty seats, and they kind of fell for that. How effective that's going to be, I'm not so sure. Yeah. But that works great for Trump's base.
Look at how much attention is paid to Trump and his associates and to the things that are going on around him. I'm looking at this list of people, and they're all related. Jared Kushner, Mueller, Michael Flynn, then, you know, the business. There's nowhere on here, Victoria, in the people list. I can't believe this. There's no mention of the new princess-to-be. How come Meghan Markle...
A huge oversight. That's one of the top three biggest stories of the whole week.
Yeah.
Is the royal engagement, North Korea, and whatever Trump's lunacy is.
Are you people crazy?
Why?
I think you're crazy, but I think it did work. It's a big world, Mitch.
Are you kidding? Everybody's talking
women have to live in it.
That's People Magazine stuff.
No,
the whole world is talking
about
it.
Not the women, it's not.
People are talking about
it. It's a woman thing.
It's fluff.
It's not a woman thing.
I don't think it's a woman thing.
It is to me. I don't have any interest. I have a little bit of interest.
You're a hermaphrodite.
So let me ask you this. What would you knock off of this list to put the engagement of not even the guy who's going to be the king? Of
Bitcoin.
One of the places on there. What would you take off of this list?
Yeah, maybe the Bitcoin. That's not a bad thing.
Maybe. I was kidding, but anyway. No, I think Victoria brings up a great point, but I do think it's largely female. I don't think a lot of guys are sitting around going, oh, God,
I'm in touch with my feminine side, Joe, and believe me, a lot of people are talking about it on both sides. You know what's coming.
And I better watch out. Be in touch with your feminine side. You might have to sue yourself.
Well, I might want to buy. She's going to have some line of jewelry coming out soon, and I want to find out if Victoria's going to buy any of it. That's what I want to know.
I don't know.
You're laughing because you know it's right.
Meghan Markle jewelry?
Yes! I haven't heard about the jewelry thing, but.
It's coming. It'll be. Yeah.
Well, people know, obviously, they're following everything she's wearing. So in the fashion world, yes, it's a big deal. I wouldn't be surprised. But I don't think a royal is really going to put out a line of jewelry. That's kind of. QVC, you know.
They will if they can
Hollywood
take 10% of it or 5% of it and put it to
somebody will put it out.
Trust if it's for charity, yeah. then I would definitely.
Right. I'll keep the other 85% of the profit and 15%
you know what?
I'll give away.
You're going to be doing your hair like her. You're going to be wearing the same clothes. I know how this works.
I think I saw it with Lady Di.
I saw it already.
She needs to have a couple of slices of pizza or a good hamburger. Yeah, she's too skinny.
Right, wow, 40, you guys, man. I'm stepping back from this one.
43 past the,
I'm out.
Past the hour. My Pillow. Richie, how's your pillow?
My pillow is good because I have My Pillow.
My Pillow.
I'm waiting
you
know,
you got one of these My Pillows?
I want one for Christmas, and I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
I have four of them, Joe. Good
yeah,
stuff.
Maybe he'll send you his used ones.
You know That's what? I'm going to hold you to that right now. I want My Pillow.
A used My Pillow is better than a new pillow.
Tell you what, send me a couple new ones. I'll send Joe mine.
Right. I want a new My Pillow.
My Pillow is made in America. My Pillow has been made with the fill that allows you to fix the pillow to support your head and your neck much better than other pillows do. 10-year warranty comes with a pillow, 60-day money-back guarantee. And when you go to MyPillow.com, you can see all kinds of other things that are sleep-related. It's not just a pillow company. It's all about you getting a good night's rest. So MyPillow, the best holiday deal here is you buy one and you get one free. That's it. No other pillow is like MyPillow, and there are no other deals like this around. So give yourself a gift. Give people that you care about a gift. New pillows for Christmas. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. One pillow at the regular price, premium pillow. Second one comes free. Lots of them are being shipped out. Get them while they last. MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
The Top Radio Countdown.
Colonel Sanders here with another important holiday message from KFC. This year, don't get the ones you love some lame, boring gift like a new car or jewelry or toys or expensive electronics or any other junk. Nope, get that special someone what they really want. Exactly! A KFC $5 fill-up with 100% white meat popcorn chicken, mashed potatoes and gravy, a biscuit, a cookie, and a drink. It's a perfect gift for all those important people in your life who get hungry right around lunchtime. KFC, it's finger-licking good. Available for a limited time only. Pricing and participation may vary. Tax extra.
Maybe you're asking yourself, who is that guy in the mirror? What happened to the guy with the brass knuckle attitude? Maybe he just needs to decide, is that a tie around his neck or a leash? Join the Brotherhood of Muscle with an available 485-horsepower Dodge Charger or Dodge Challenger GT, the world's first all-wheel drive two-door muscle car at the Dodge Drive and Discover event. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
The holidays aren't just a special time for friends and family. For businesses, they're also a time to show thanks to their customers and employees alike. And Staples is there for them throughout the holiday season. The company's Lisa Scope explains.
We have everything that businesses need for holiday gifting, whether they're sending season's greetings to their clients and customers or showing appreciation to their employees. To help them spread the seasonal spirit, we have a wide variety of custom greeting cards, which let them wish happy holidays with a personal touch.
What other kinds of gifts do you offer?
We have all sorts of promotional products that allow businesses to create personalized and branded gifts, including bags, pens, drinkware, t-shirts, and hats. We also have all the essentials to plan holiday events like labels, invitations, menus, and banners. We can help businesses meet all of their gifting and appreciation needs all season long.
Learn more at Staples.com. I'm Bob Tivo for the Consumer Radio Network.
Hi, you laugh?
Yes, Medicare is such a maze.
United Healthcare can help.
Is that why you're driving this bulldozer?
Hop in. Choosing a plan doesn't have to be complicated. United Healthcare has the people, tools, and plans to get you through it, including the only Medicare plans with the AARP name.
That was easy.
Need to find a Medicare plan? Get help now at UHCMedicare.com. AARP Medicare plans from United Healthcare. United Healthcare pays royalty fees to AARP. AARP is not an insurer.
Are you at home, but you kind of wish you weren't? And you should really stick around the house because of reasons?
Kimmy, no baseball in the house!
That's why Buffalo Wild Wings has a new online ordering experience. So when your kid brings home a stray dog, that's actually a coyote, a rabid one, for whatever reason life requires you to stay put, get takeout with our new online ordering experience and be where you have to be. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. Availability may vary.
Did you know nearly 29 million Americans have diabetes? Hi, I'm Senator Linda Stewart from Orlando, and this November is National Diabetes Awareness Month. If you have type 2 diabetes, you're at risk for complications, including an increased risk for heart disease. Please talk to your doctor about screening for diabetes and heart disease. Learn more by visiting womeningovernment.org.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
All right, so back to the talk radio review from the countdown list supplied by People Magazine, good deck, by Talkers Magazine at talkers.com, home of Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, etc. The Matt Lauer case has captivated everybody's attention, sexual misconduct in general, but his story and the fall in is, you know, 24 hours he's there and then he's not.
I'm curious what the DJV perspective on this was this week, because I remember Jennifer talking about him having affairs with Natalie Morales years ago.
Yeah.
So how did you guys cover this, and was anybody shocked or no?
Well, Victoria, you can handle that one.
I was shocked that he was fired. I wasn't necessarily shocked that he was up to no good, but I also was not surprised when I found out I was an intern, which is just stupid. But I was surprised at how quickly NBC fired him. And he found out, I think, the woman went in with her lawyer on Monday afternoon. They had a three-hour meeting with HR. She showed pictures that Matt Lauer had texted her of his parts of his naked body. That was part of the reason that they made the decision so quickly. And then they called him before he was about to go to bed on Monday night. So I was surprised at how quickly it all happened, yes.
All right. So under the circumstances, is he being treated fairly? Are others who have been charged with this being treated fairly?
You know what? You're stupid if in this day and age you're texting pictures of yourself to an intern.
Yeah.
You are just a moron, and
yeah,
you deserve whatever
sure.
comes
yeah.
down
yeah.
your street.
In
well, if you're messing with
like
an intern
that,
in any way, you know,
right.
you know, it's you're on yeah, an ego-based power
can
trip.
Can I say something about it?
Well, hold on one second, Joe. Hold on. You know, these things where there's like 20 years ago this guy did this. You know, 20 years ago was a different time. Does it make it right? No, it doesn't at all. But when you've got people that are still doing these things today with all the conversation that's going on, you better prepare to get a new job because yours is done.
You know, to that point, about 20 years ago, I used to work at NBC, and I did the all-night show at WNBC. And in the morning on the way out, I would run into the Today Show staff in the elevator. And one day I actually went to the set. It was on a different floor. I forget. We were on the mezzanine, whatever. But I mean, we went there and I met Bryant Gumbel. And I'm just gonna say this to answer your question: why would anybody do this? Just the ego on these people.
Yeah, they lose all sense of reality.
By
insane.
The way, Bryant Gumbel is being talked about as a replacement, bringing him back to replace Matt Lauer along. With Willie Geist, who's as boring as a newspaper.
Yeah, I saw that too. Willie
Geist is like listening to paint dry. Forget about
Carson Daly might be a good choice.
You know, Carson Daly can't do it. But Carson Daly can't do it time-wise because he's on the West Coast with the Voice. And that's filmed. He's already flying back and forth.
Yeah, he's going back and forth.
Why would you want to do that anyway?
That's
why would
a lot.
You want to
do
that? I mean, Carson Daly's got a cake job. Just keep what you got.
Yeah. I'll take the $20 million.
Who needs it?
It's 10 before the hour. Talk radio review time. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Have you ever lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, pay close attention because huge discounts are now available in solar generators. Perfect for backup power outages and emergencies. Portable solar generators provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no dangerous fumes, and produces an endless supply of electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running secretly in your own home. Right now, get a $5,000 solar generator for just $995 while supplies last. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. GCN listeners use coupon code GCN at checkout for this special offer. MySolarBackup.com. Use coupon code GCN. EMP protection available at an additional charge.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, now 53 past the hour. Time for us to put the list in play this week of the top tech stories. Victoria Keeman is here with the details. Starting at number 5, we work to number 1. There's a new app that looks like it would be very helpful.
Well, especially with holiday travel, this app will definitely become one of your favorites. It's called AirHelp. It's a free app to download. And what they do is if you are experiencing severe delays or if your flight gets canceled or if you're bumped or anything like that, they'll negotiate with the airlines on your behalf. And they say the average amount of money that they get per successful claim is $450. So especially now with the busy holiday season coming up, American Airlines, we all know they haven't specifically said how many flights might be affected, but there is a pilot shortage just in time for the holidays. So AirHelp may be AirHelp may be an app that you will want to use. Just they do warn, though, that if you run into issues and airlines are very quick to offer up vouchers, do not take the voucher because that does prevent you from being able to make a monetary claim later on. So AirHelp will take 25% of whatever commission they can make. That's their commission for whatever money they can recover for you. But that's kind of not that big of a price to pay when you consider how many hours they might have to put in to work on your behalf.
How people get basically screwed because they don't understand the system.
Yep.
Anything else, right?
Exactly.
Okay, number 4 is a Google story that is not good.
Well, this has to do with Google and Android users, and you're right, this is not good news for Google. Since January, it has come to light, Android devices have been collecting cell ID codes and sending the information to Google without the user's permission and without their knowledge. The scariest part about this is that this is actually happening when the device doesn't even have a SIM card in it, and the GPS location services are disabled. It's still sending cell, this is cell tower tower ID information. So it's basically telling Google what tower you're pinging off of. So it may not know the exact location of where you are on a certain street, but cell towers are everywhere. So it will always know the closest cell tower that you're pinging. So this is obviously a huge invasion of privacy, especially if people have disabled the GPS locator. And once Google has been called out about this, they said that they will stop collecting data by the end of the year. So we'll see where that goes. But that's not good news for Android users. And I think that this will most likely lead to a very large class action lawsuit, if I had to guess.
All right. So now we're working into December, and this is officially the time when people start thinking about the holiday season and gift buying. So number three is for you.
Yes. Every year, Google compiles a list of the top 10 product searches leading up to the holidays for holiday gifts. And there's a wide range of price tags on this year's list. Number 10 is an Hermes Birkin bag. That's $7,500. 9 is a Movement watch. Those are under $100. That's a good buy. Number 8 is Rihanna's Fenty Beauty line, which is also critically acclaimed. 7 is Nike Air Jordans from 1982. They're a remake. They're $220. It'll set you back. Number 6, family Christmas pajamas. Lots of people like to have the whole family in matching PJs, and that can start as cheap as $20. Number 5, Canada Goose parkas start at $9.25, also pricey. Number 4, Vans sneakers, they're very popular again. Number 3, Call of Duty World War II for Xbox One is $60 for the game. Number 2, UGG boots, that's always on the list every year for Christmas. And number 1 this year is Apple iPhone 10, which starts at $1,000.
All right, let's get to number 2.
The fear of robots replacing jobs is, of course, very real. The good news is there are specific lines of work that will not suffer the same fate as others. High-risk jobs of losing to automation include anything that only requires a high school degree. Cashiers, toll booth operators, truck drivers, delivery drivers, things like that. 7.5 million retail jobs, they say, are at risk, according to this new study. McDonald's and Wendy's, of course, have already started adding kiosks, so, you know, counter people are also at risk. The good news is low-risk jobs include doctors, nurses, sports coaches, hairstylists, cosmetologists, songwriters, and social workers are all apparently not in danger of losing their jobs to automation, which is great news.
All right, number 1, another Facebook focus.
Well, yes, the big news this week is, if you're wondering, like so many people are, if you actually saw or fell for any of those Russian-funded Facebook ads during the 2016 presidential race, Facebook is now working on launching a help center portal that will allow users to see which pages or accounts were actually linked to Russia that you may have interacted with. So it will not show you every single ad that you saw, but it will show you the ones that are funded by Russian money. So they say that 126 million Facebook users saw Russia-linked content, and so by the end of this year, we should be able to see that portal.
All right. There it is. Top 5 items this week from the world of technology. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.